You're listening to the HMS Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. On the HMS Podcast, you'll hear all things Highland Middle School. You'll hear from middle school students. You'll hear from middle school teachers. You'll hear from former Highland Middle School teachers and many, many more. Our podcast is all about Highland Middle School and Highland Local Schools. We're located in Central Ohio. Let's check out the latest episode of the HMS Podcast. Go Scots! Welcome back to the HMS Podcast. I am excited today to be joined by 8th graders Emily Mullen, Gavin White, and Gavin Cornett. Welcome.
Hi. Hi.
So, these last few weeks of school, we are kind of catching up with 8th graders to, you know, kind of talk about how crazy fast 3 years goes, but just kind of wanted to talk about some favorite memories, a lot of the things that we've been through. So when we started in sixth grade, we were hybrid. We had just come off of, you know, 6 months of COVID shutdown to where we are now. So what do you remember about that time of being on hybrid?
Usually when you did your work, you would sleep in late. And before we left, the teachers would give us this like stack of papers. And they would never end up actually due, so you really just wasted your time when you did them.
I never really did them. I know
we had, like, some Zoom calls I had to join, and we did, like, Ms. Johns had, like, a whole class on the Zoom call. So she, like, made, like, a class period inside a Zoom call. So it was, and then she got the paper she gave us the day before is what we would do on the Zoom call.
When we were actually in school, there was only, like, 50 of us, I swear.
Like it was empty, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I was sad because everyone that I knew was on the other schedule, and then I was by myself.
Me and Gavin were in the same schedule, and you were.
Yeah, I was like B, I think, or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember at the time some of the teachers saying that because it was, you know, half of their class, that they seemed to get to know kids a little bit better because of the smaller group. Did you find any advantages to that at that time?
Not really.
No.
You really just learned the same things.
No.
So we were glad to be back full time.
Yeah.
Yes.
I did not like doing work at
Gavin
home.
Gavin just said no.
Because it takes, for like, sometimes it takes them a while to respond, like, a question. So, like, if I was here, I could get the question, like, answered, like, instantly. But it sometimes took them a while to answer on the email.
When we first started this podcast, it was in that spring of your fifth grade year when we were all shut down. So, I'm a country music fan, and Luke Bryan has a song, and one of the lyrics of, I remember the song, is like, the days go slow, but the years go fast. Do you find that, like, looking back now, we're, you know, just a couple weeks of eighth grade, is it hard to believe that middle school is over?
Nope.
Well, I mean, sixth grade went by really slow, but then the second you get back into seventh and eighth
grade. Seventh grade went by.
Yeah, like, really
horrible.
No,
I hated seventh grade.
Emily, maybe without naming names, why is eighth grade better than seventh grade? Why has your experience been better?
Because we don't do, like, we're not rushed to get all of our tests done. We work at a slow pace.
So a slower pace.
I think they explain things better in eighth grade.
Yeah.
Like, because I feel like in math class last year, our
Miss Hirschberg always just do stuff at us.
She went, like, really fast. And
well, you had a lot to cover, right?
Yeah.
We didn't even get through all of it.
I don't think we did.
I mean, like another thing is you can't work ahead this year, which sucks, because last year you could get all your stuff done, like, right off the bat, but you have to stay on pace with the teachers this year.
Mm-hmm. What are some memories from middle school? It could be 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade. Now, make sure that they're appropriate, but what are some, like, memories that are going to, that stand out to you that you're like, I will never forget this?
Do they have to be good?
We were playing tag outside last
kind.
Year.
We just got to be kind. How about that?
Okay, we were playing tag outside last year, and Gavin, he was it. And he was running and he fell, and it was hilarious.
Oh, that was funny.
Okay, so this year in the cafeteria, it was like a chicken noodle soup day. I got it, and I was focused on not tripping over anything because I knew I was going to fall. I hit my knee on one of the tables, and I spilled the stuff all over one of the tables.
You, like, tumbled across the cafeteria floor.
I did.
Oh, that was funny.
Not for him.
Yeah.
Maybe now. Can you laugh at yourself now?
Yes,
Gavin?
I can.
Did you fall, like, on a mandarin orange?
Well, I did. There was a mandarin orange on the floor, and it was the juice.
So any time now that mandarin oranges or chicken noodle soup are served at the high school, you guys are going to think, remember that time?
Yeah. I don't want it brought up.
That's your weakness.
What else? What are some other
Gavin,
memorable events?
I'm trying to think of what.
Well, I mean, really, there was the movie trip in 7th grade to see, like, the Grinch or whatever
it was. That was fun. Oh, yeah. That was really fun.
Tell us about that field trip.
We watched a movie, and Gavin fell asleep.
Oh, Gavin did fall asleep.
I did not.
You did fall asleep.
And he was stuck in the middle of us, too, and he kept having to get up, so we'd all have to move.
You're a very annoying movie watcher.
I do not remember this.
You had to keep getting up and be like, I'm going to go get some more candy. And this.
Sounds like me.
You kept going, like, I swear, you made
every
like
every 5 minutes,
trips.
You get up and go get more candy.
And this was at the Mount Gilead movie.
Yes. Those seats are small. We all have to keep getting up.
Gavin, you're no longer sitting in the middle. You have to sit out in the aisle because you are not a good, like, middle
seat
person. No.
So, you know, some of our listeners are 5th graders that are preparing to come across the street and come to the middle school. One thing that I have admired about the three of you is that you seem to have a really strong friendship and that your friend group is really positive with one another. Now, that's from the outside looking in. But tell some of our 5th graders coming over, why is it so important to have a good group of friends in middle school?
Because really the second you get into middle school, like, everybody divides into their own little group, and most of the time you're going to end up sitting at the same table with the same people.
We sat at the same table since, like, 4th grade, and then I left because a bunch of random people came and sat at the table.
I don't even know how did all of them even
get there? I don't know.
But there's just a bunch of people there now that we didn't even know at first. So I think we've added some more people into our group.
Did the three of you all go to Highland Elementary School?
Yeah. I came in 4th grade.
I was at the old preschool.
Okay, so you guys have been at Highland for a while. Were you friends in 4th and 5th grade?
Yeah.
And this friendship has just remained consistent for 3 years,
I've known him since 1st grade.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've known him since 4th grade when I came here.
Which is really exciting to hear because sometimes, as you guys have probably observed, relationships or friendships in middle school can kind of be like a roller coaster, right? I mean, sometimes we're best friends, sometimes we hate each other, and then the next day we're back. You guys have kind of been more like a train, right? We've just been consistent, we've been steady. I think that's great. What advice would you give to really anyone about maintaining consistent friendships? How do you do it?
I don't know. You gotta hang out with your friends a lot.
You gotta hang out. And if you're gonna, like, say something funny, you gotta make sure, like, it won't actually end up offending them.
How do you know that? Do you ask them?
You kind of have to know their personality.
Yeah. Oh, so you have to know them.
You have to really know them to see what they think is funny and what's not funny.
With him, it's really easy.
Yeah, I think everything's funny, so.
Okay, well, that's good. It's always good to have a friend.
I remember something from robotics class a couple weeks ago.
What?
Mr. Russell was talking, and I went to sit down, and Gavin pulled the chair out from under me.
It was an accident. I won the chair.
I knew.
I was sitting, and he yanked the chair out.
Yeah, like, you. I thought you would, like, after a while, you'd feel it, but you just
hit the floor. I just hit the floor.
Now, are the three of you going to continue in robotics?
Yes.
What is the appeal of robotics? Why is it so popular, and why do we continue to do it?
It's fun. I get to hang out with them, like, a lot more. If I wasn't in robotics, I probably wouldn't hang out with him as much. I'd hang out with Gavin a lot, though.
I'm going to be honest. Sometimes you get to skip school, so that's one of the benefits of
that's
it.
That's fun.
Also, I like the competition-based thing.
Meeting new people from other schools.
Okay, so here's one thing about robotics. If you're going to be on a team with your friends, be ready for some bumps in the road because if you're not going to get along. You're not going to have the same ideas. You're not going to want to build the same. You're just going to have to get over it eventually.
I know our first year team, we had to have like 3 meetings to discuss things out loud.
Because someone kept reporting me
I didn't even get to pick anything. My team this
I
year,
I asked
so
what
stop.
To do.
Do you think, did you maybe just assume that it would be, your team would go smoothly because you're friends?
I mean, they can talk that way. Because I wasn't there last year. I just joined this year.
Well,
late,
I thought maybe if you knew them, you'd be able to get along better. But I think you need to be able to get along with people, but make sure you have, like, a good enough team that knows that you kind of have the same ideas. And you have to try to work at everyone's variation to the robot.
What's your favorite robotics memory?
Oh, when Gavin filmed the NRC field.
Okay, so
all these memories seem to have me with somebody falling or slipping or tripping.
I tried to pick up our little hockey robot, and my phone fell out of my pocket, so I tried to pick it up, but then, like, I didn't notice how tall the wall is, I guess, and I fell up the wall.
Did anybody get that on video?
Mine was at Blue Jackets, okay? I don't know if this counts, but Blue Jackets, because we were, like, lost. I was with a bunch of people, and Gavin, one of them, was with me, and we were, like, lost, and we walked around the whole thing, like, 6 times before we found the elevator. And you would not get in the elevator, and he just walked off.
I would not get in the elevator.
And then we had to take a picture with the Jets pizza guy. The mascot.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
I didn't know you did that.
Well, if you would have got on the elevator.
I don't like elevators, so I didn't get on it.
So we are, so Gavin C. and Emily are going on the Washington, D.C.
Yes.
trip coming up. What are you guys most looking forward to?
Being away from school.
Food.
Food and being away from anything
riding,
educational.
Riding the bus.
Anything educational.
Taking a picture in front of the Washington, what's it called? The White House.
I mean, the Holocaust Museum might be kind of cool, but other than that, I don't know.
So do we have an open mind? Like, are we excited about learning something? Is there anything that we're looking forward to seeing? Any of the monuments or the memorials?
I've been to D.C. like 5 times already, so...
I've never been to D.C., so...
All right, well, we'll come back to you. I'm going to think about that. So, Gavin W., share with us, you're not going on the trip. What are you going to be doing next week while we are gone?
Well, I'm going to go back and see one of my old teachers from second grade. Her name was Miss Thompson, but I think it's Miss Ross now. Mm-hmm. And she's retiring this year, so I'm going to go back and, like, help her take her room down and stuff.
She's
going to
take the little kids on pee breaks.
I don't know about me doing that.
How did this come about? Did you reach out to her? Did she reach out to you?
I reached out to her just because I was trying to, because I knew I wasn't going to go on the Washington trip, so I was trying to find something else to do than not just like not just stay at home all day.
I think if you went to the trip, you'd have a lot more fun because
I don't know, because she said lunch was on her, so I think I'm going to have
lunch is on them when we go though.
Yeah, but like I didn't
and we're
to
going
pay
to
it all.
Like Chick-fil-A. What do you mean?
Mrs. Ross, Mrs. Thompson, now Miss Ross, was your second grade teacher. What do you remember about her class?
You guys were always on the wall a lot.
We were.
Like, the whole class was always on the wall.
We were not, like, the best class.
The wall was
I
not
would
very
say,
fun.
The wall was not fun at all. But I think we were not the most behaved class, I don't think.
Okay.
Who was in your class?
But, hey, You must have made some impression on her because she's welcoming you back to her class.
Yeah. I don't think we would have had to be one of her, like...
You should have gone to Miss Gress's class.
I don't think so.
So all three of you have some exciting things for next week. So the last question, and this is going to... I want you to reflect a little bit. So, you know, in my opinion, the three of you are successful Highland Middle School students. And so what I'm curious to hear about is, like, what is one piece of advice that you would give to, whether it's seventh graders that are getting ready to come to eighth grade or an elementary schooler that's getting ready to come to the middle school, what is one piece of advice you would give to somebody listening to be successful here at the middle school?
Your middle school year goes by really fast, so just make every little moment that happens count. Because it feels like just yesterday I was in seventh grade, and now I'm getting ready to leave the middle school. So, Gavin?
Gavin, you go, and I'll think. I'll
stay up to date with Summit. Don't get behind. Because it'll come back to bite
you
in the butt.
You'll miss out on the good
really
stuff.
And really, I mean, just all schoolwork in general, right? I mean, just staying caught up. How do you guys stay caught up? How do you stay organized?
We work in class mostly, so it's, like, really easy. And then, like, sometimes the teachers will help you pass tests if you need it. Not always.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, when eighth grade, sometimes if you want to catch up, stay up to date with, like, Mr. B's or Mr. Klein's class, you got to work out of school. Mm. It's just a fact.
Yeah,
because their classes are, like, pass or fail.
Yeah, because, yeah, like, in Mr. Classes. Klein, if you do your work and keep caught up in Mr. Klein's class, that should be a, he said it'd be a walk in the park.
Like, as long as you're caught up, they're, like, they're not going to be get on you about stuff. You're, like, going to be allowed to do stuff. Like, if you're caught up and you have nothing to work on, they'll probably let you play games.
Yeah. Yeah. You just have to stay caught up.
Well, Emily, Gavin, and Gavin, it's great to talk with you. Thanks for joining me today. It has been a pleasure being your principal for 3 years. I'm really proud of you three, and I'm excited to see what your next 4 years of high school will look like.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Bye.
Thank you once again for tuning in to the HMS podcast. If you have ideas for a future episode, or if you would like to be interviewed in a future episode, please contact me, Mr. Bradley, in the middle school office. I would love to have you join us. In the meantime, continue to make choices that are honorable, mindful, and self-aware. We look forward to seeing you next time. Go Scots!